This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you. Thank you and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry Medlock, America's messenger of truth. So America, please open your King James Bibles to the new book of Judges. Judges chapter 5, verse 8, where we left off last time. Judges chapter 5, verse 8. Just before we begin, I want to invite everyone under the sound of my voice to come to my school, Sherry Medlock School, Coco, Florida, each Thursday at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We began on June 1st, and Scott and I are anointed with oil, and we will pray for the sick and deliverance, words of knowledge, etc. Each Thursday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., a two-hour window there. Come Sundays, 5 p.m. for word and prayer. We do the radio broadcast. And come Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. for word and prayer, warrior prayer. And now, the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8. The book of Judges means in the Hebrew shofat, and it means to set in order. Now, last time, a very bad person named Sisera captured the 12 tribes of Israel, even though they were in the promised land. And they cried out to God, and God sent them a deliverer, a judge to set things in order. She was a prophetess, a woman named Deborah. A prophet or prophetess is one who is anointed. God paints himself on you, and the person, the man or woman, speaks the word of God. Deborah's name in the Hebrew, Deborah, to talk, to tell, to say, to speak. So last time, God sent the anointed word into the land of the enemy, Sisera, and defeated the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Almighty God sent the anointed word into the enemy's territory on earth and defeated death, whose name is the devil. So then Deborah wrote a song about it. Now God is a great musician. Many of the songs are entitled to the chief musician. Music is a part of heaven's pageantry. So God says, every time I give you a victory, write a song about it and sing praises. Don't just go to the next battle or the next victory. A song captures the emotion of the event. So Deborah is singing the victory song. Now, in this chapter tonight, Deborah she's a judge. She, the word, she is anointing, and her name means the word. She, Deborah, the anointed word, is going to judge all 12 tribes on how they responded when she called them all to come and help and fight the enemy. Now, the judgment seat of Christ, all saved people, the body of Christ, will have your works put in a fire machine. Paul talks about this in Corinthians. If your works pass the test, gold and silver, you will get a reward. If they do not, you will be saved, but your works will go up into fire, and you will have to be naked for all eternity. No rewards. So tonight we're going to see the metaphor between the 12 tribes of Israel and the body of Christ today. If you find yourself, and you should if you're a Christian, one of these tribes, if it's good, keep up the good work. If it's not good, change. You've still got time. At the judgment seat of Christ, you will not have time to change.
Verse 8, they chose new gods. Then was war in the gates.
The reason Sisera was able to go in there because the children of Israel turned away from God.
A spear or shield seen among 40,000 in Israel.
Deborah, the anointed word someone, I blew the silver trumpet and I said, everybody, come together. All of the people of God, there's a spiritual warfare going into Sisera. And I could not find 40,000. I had 40,000 men, but not one of them knew how to use the spear. Ephesians 6 says the sword is the word of God. And so today, very few Christians know how to use the word of God. Oh, you think it's pretty and you hear it and you look at it. But when the enemy strikes, do you know that we are taking back our land of America by using and applying the word of God? Amen. But she says, I've got 40,000 soldiers and nobody knows how to use the word. Whoa, body of Christ.
9. My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offer themselves willingly among the people.
Deborah says, I just love those. As soon as I blew the trumpet and said, there's a spiritual warfare, body of Christ. Those who stepped up to the plate right then, God's elect, I just love them. The governors, the leaders, the called, the chosen, the elect of the body of Christ. Always as soon as God says move, they move at the turn of a dime. And they're right in there on the front line. I love those, she says.
Amen. Bless ye the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that somebody stepped up to the plate.
Verse 10. Speak, ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way.
Now, what she did when she sent the call there, she called to the wealthy, she called to the middle class, and she called to the poor. Those who sit on white horses, those were the wealthy. And judgment there means carpet. That would be the middle class who had carpet on their tent floor rather than having to walk on the dirt. And by the way, they didn't even have a donkey to ride on. But she says, and God says to you, the anointed word of God says, hear ye, body of Christ in America, come together, wealthy, middle class, poor. There's a war going on. There's a war going on for the soul of America. Come together, body of Christ. We can take this land. We can take this world. We can get this word out and win and lift up Jesus in this land. Will you come, all of you?
Amen. Amen. 11. Those that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water.
Now she says to the women, you don't have to go to war, so you don't have to hear those arrows flying, because you go to the water pot to get your water to cook and to bathe your children and so forth. But since you are left at home, you have something to do. Those who do not know how to fight, those who are not able to fight in the body of Christ, fall on your face in the Spirit of God, the well of water, and pray while the rest of us fight.
There shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord.
In other words, while you are doing your everyday thing, body of Christ, tell people of the righteous acts of God. Did you tell anybody this week? Remember, I told you last week to do that.
Even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. 12. Awake, awake, Deborah.
Okay, Deborah is the anointed word. So, God says, word of God, my people, awaken. Put down your books about the books, your one verse and 3 points, your stories, your philosophies, going to the internet and checking everybody that calls himself a prophet and seeing what they said. Everything you need is in my book. Awake, word of God, oh, body of Christ. The reason you're asleep and impotent and because you have no victory and you're as defeated as the world is because you do not know the word and you do not know how to pick it up and use it as a weapon.
Amen.
Awake, awake, utter a song.
Make a sound, all of you governors, everybody in the land, preachers, pastors, speak the word of God, book, chapter, verse, and line, Genesis 1 through Revelation 22, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the anointed word.
Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive.
Now, Barak was the reluctant general there. He was an Israelite. His name means concrete. He was very stubborn, and he is a type of the body of Christ that says, all right, I'll do it, but I'm not enthusiastic about it. I will go because I ought to. Oh, my. Why don't you just not do it?
Thou son of Abinarim, 13, then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles.
The first he is God, the second he is Sisera, the bad guy. Because the children of Israel had gone astray, God allowed Sisera to come in and rule. For the past 8 years, because America, the body of Christ, has disobeyed, a Kenite ruler came in, a Sisera, shall we say. That was why.
Among the people, the Lord made me to have dominion over the mighty.
But Deborah says, that was the bad news. This is the good news. But God has given me the anointed word power over even the meanest, biggest, baddest devil. Jesus says in Luke 10:19, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over scorpions and serpents, devils and demons. Oh, we live by the word, every word of God. But how can you have power if you don't pick up the word, if you don't know it, and if you don't know how to apply it?
Yep. 14, out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek.
Now she's going to judge the tribes. Ephraim is the larger of the tribes. Now, what Sisera had done, he had gotten him a whole group of people to help him, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and Amalekites, I'll get it in a minute. That was Esau's grandson, that would be Russia. What Ephraim did, when the call came out, he didn't do what the word leading told him to do. He said, I'll just do what I want to do in this war. So I'm just going to pick out Amalek and I'm going to fight him. So see, there was the command. God has a chain of authority. And nobody's trying to boss anybody around. But once you go under that or go and do your own thing, that wasn't much help. See, everybody is supposed to go for the head. And the head of the snake is Satan. And all of the body of Christ in the United States of America, we have power over him, and he does not have to beat us up anymore. But we all have to get together. Many of you are fighting one of his little kiddos in your house.
After thee, Benjamin, among thy people.
Okay, Benjamin stepped up to the plate.
Out of Machlah came down governors.
You know who that is? That would be Manasseh. We know through the travels of our people, after they went over the Caucasus Mountains, Ephraim and Manasseh broke up, and Manasseh came and founded the United States of America, Ameca, America. Thank God Manasseh joined.
Out of Zebulun, they that handle the pen of the writers.
Zebulun stepped up to the plate. It's not pen like writing, it means rods. The body of Christ of Zebulun, you know how to number the troops. It has to be divine order. In God's army in heaven, there are generals and there are lieutenants. The same thing in the church and in our military. So somebody in the body of Christ knows how to gather the troops together and put the army in our place. Foot soldiers, privates, generals, lieutenants, etc.
15, and the princes of Issachar were with Deborah.
The tribe of Issachar said, yes, Deborah, we're with you. Now, the book of Genesis, when Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, blessed his 12 sons, when he got to Issachar, he said, you will live in a beautiful place, like a desert place with a camels. And so Issachar stepped up to the plate because the camels carry the provision. See, the army needs water and the army needed food. So they said, oh, the camels are coming. Here's provision. Now, in the body of Christ to get the anointed word right out there to kill the enemy, and the enemy is out in this world, and the word needs to go out. There are people appointed. You have the provision to supply whatever's needed for the Deborahs of this world to get the word of God out to the world. Come on, camels. Camels are coming.
Even Issachar and also a Barak. He was sent on foot.
Now, this is this same reluctant Barak. I know Barak was very hurt when he didn't have a chariot. God made him go to war on foot. Deborah had to lead him there. But actually, it was for his good. Because when God sent that flood and bogged down Sisera's chariots, if Barak had been in a chariot, he would have bogged down too. So see, those times that you feel like you just are just at a lost place, God's got something really great for you. He may be protecting you from something. He may have a great blessing for you.
Valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart.
Now, the tribe of Reuben, oh, this is such a good idea for the body of Christ to come together and grow and all of us unite and take and be strong and whole and complete and have the victory. That is such a great thing. Boy, I like that idea. And one of these days, says Reuben in the body of Christ, one of these days I'm actually going to do that. But right now, I've got something else to do. Listen what it is.
16. Why abodest thou among the sheepholes? To hear the bleatings of the flocks.
Reuben says, well, you see, I can only hear my own sheep right now. See, I've got to take care of my four and no more, because this is what's important. I can't care about anybody else in the body of Christ. Besides, my dysfunctional family is always fighting, and I'm trying to get them. Oh, you miserable person, when you can ever die to yourself and get out there and give your life away to God. Oh, don't be a Reuben. Jacob and said to Reuben, you're as unstable as water. But he keeps saying, what a wonderful idea. Oh, isn't that great? We should do that. I mean, we should. But never, ever gets around to doing what that part of the body of Christ is supposed to do. Is that anybody?
By the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of the heart.
Oh, what a wonderful thing it would be to do.
17. Gilead abode beyond Jordan.
Now, Gilead is a territory just outside the Promised Land. The Promised Land, you had to go over Jordan, and then when you were in the land, you would be on East Jordan. As you go into the Promised Land, I mean, that would be West Jordan. As you go in, it would be East Jordan. When Joshua and Moses led the children to the Promised Land, the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh saw there was beautiful pasture just adjacent to the Promised Land on the east side of Jordan. And they said, may we make our dwelling here. So God said, okay, but when the children of Israel go to war, you must go on in there and help them. But see, Reuben's not doing that.
And why did Dan remain in ships?
Now she's going to judge Dan. Now back in chapter 1, remember when Dan went in the Promised Land to get his inheritance? He never even got in. The heathen enemy, the Amorites, ran him out. So Dan took to ships. You've heard of the Danites. You know those big blonde women that can beat you up with a helmet, looks like a horn on their head. Okay? They were going around in ships because they hadn't claimed their territory. This is the part of the body of Christ that you have never found your place. You go hither and thither and yon. You listen to this one and you listen to that one and you listen to the other. And all you need to do is go to Deborah, the anointed word. You've never found your place. So you can never help anybody because you are trying so hard to find your place. Yeah. Everybody's got a place in the body of Christ. One accord, no discord. Jesus is Lord. Fitly joined together, no one missing, no one broken. Find your place. Ask God, he'll show you.
Yeah. Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his bleachers.
Bleachers there means like a little cove there. Okay. When Jacob Israel was blessing Asher, he said, Asher, all you want to do is eat your dainties. Asherah said, I'm just going to stay in my little cove here. Asherah just wants to sit and watch the show. Asherah says, I've just got this little place and I'm going to sit right here. I'm not going to take up for anybody. I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to sit here and watch the show. I'm going to sit right here. I'll tell you something. You got an Asherah in your assembly. The devil come in and beat you up. Asherah, just sit and look. Will never cover your back.
Yep.
Asherah's not worth 2 cents. Just sitting there watching the show. I'm not going to help. I got my place. I'm comfortable. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion.
Amen.
Get out of your comfort zone and come up here and let's help us fight.
18. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives.
Now these two, they stepped up to the plate. Jeoparded, exposed their lives. These are the two types in the body of Christ mentioned in the book of Revelation. Jesus prophesies here at the end time in Revelation, there are only two type churches, type, that please Jesus here at the end. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. It's not the name of them, but the characteristic. One is called Philadelphia and one is Smyrna. Both of them will tell you about the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, the descendants of Cain, Cain the child of the devil, when devil, that old serpent, beguiled Eve in the garden. And they tell you that. These are the only two types that please Jesus. In other words, it's so great, at least two is better than one. It's never all. It's only two. These two types are God's elect here at the end, who know the mystery of God and understand what's going on now and are stepping up and giving their complete life, time, talent, money, energy, everything, giving up everything that everybody else wants and just stepping up to the plate, totally sold out for God. Hallelujah. Chosen, called, and elected. Only two. But two is better than one.
Yep.
Unto death in the high places of the field.
And they went unto death. Death's name is the devil. Sisera up there. And up where the high place. Sisera was the high muckety muck of enemy. I mean, he was like a god over there to the other people. But these two walked right into the enemy's camp. And hand in hand, heart in heart, led by the Lord. These two walked right in and defeat death. How did they do that? Because they have the anointed word, which is the sword of God, which always cuts the devil's head off.
19. The kings came and fought.
Now this would be, Revelation 1 says, you are a king and a queen. The kings of the tribes came and fought. The rest of them aren't kings. They are peons and peasants who want you to give them everything and watch the show. A true king will always risk his or her life for the people.
Then fought the kings of Canaan and Taranach by the waters of Megiddo.
So then we have the devil's king. See, the devil has his kings. He's got some on earth now, Revelation calls them. They're the Kenites. They have been on our political scene to destroy our country for the last 8 years. And the fallen angels are coming. So now we have a battle raging. We have the kings of God. And we have the kings of the devil. And we're at the end time. And the battle is raging. It is on right now. All of you can sit in your little cove if you want to and eat your dainties. But you have already lost. Step up to the plate. Elect, connect.
Amen.
They took no gain of money.
The true kings do not do this for money.
20. They fought from heaven, the stars in their courses.
Who is that? That's the heavenly army. There's a heavenly army. David said, Elion, God of the heavenly host. Second Kings chapter 6. The prophet Elisha and his water bearer were surrounded by enemies. 180,000 Assyrians who were going to kill the prophet. And the little man, little warrior bearer said, what are we going to do? Elisha said, huh, just where we want them. We can see them all. Got them exposed. Bring them on. See, you got to have the enemy exposed before you can zap them. The water bearer said, not so fast here. I said, there's just two of us and there's 180,000 of them. Elisha said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes. God opened the eyes of the young man and behold, the mountains were full of the heavenly host. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul says, we're surrounded by so great a cloud, mean crowd of witnesses. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those that fear him and delivers them. He gives his angels charge of us. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. They camp outside my school. They're flying around this room right now. You are never alone. Hallelujah.
March against Sisera. 21, the river of Kishon swept them away. That ancient river, the river Kishon.
Now remember last time it said God discomfited Sisera? The discomfited meant God sent a flood there where Sisera, the bad guy in his army, was. There was a mudslide down the mountains. All of those 900 chariots of iron with those knives on the wheels, they sunk in the mud. Talk about being in the mud. And the chariots could not even budge. Do you know, in one fell swoop, by God sending that flood and sinking the enemy's chariots in the mud, it's like you turn the off switch on the power off. God can turn the enemy's power off in one split second. Off. And those chariots bogged down, and Sisera's army could not move.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul, it was so much, says Deborah.
Thou hast trodden down the strength.
She had to take a breath there. It was so awesome. She saw it. Once you ever see the hand of God in your life, you just say, wow, wow, wow.
22. Then were the horses broken by the means of the prancing.
The horses, the team of horses pulling those heavy chariots, their pace was broken. Off, the off button went. I mean, the enemy was rendered powerless in 1 minute by the hand of God.
Prancings of their mighty ones. 23. Curse ye in the ways, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord. The help of the Lord against the mighty.
Deborah's saying, those of you who did not come to volunteer and help out with the body of Christ, you are under a curse. Now, if you notice that Simeon and Judah are not mentioned here, back in chapter 1, Simeon and Judah, those two tribes, made a league with each other that each one would help clean out the Philistines, the enemy, out of their territory. In other words, I'll help you and you help me. But see, that's not the whole thing. You've got to see the whole picture. That was very selfish. That was good to help each other. But there's more than that person next to you. There's more than that church in the corner. There's a whole wide world of lost people. And Deborah needs to go to the whole wide world. And all of us need to get together and get Deborah the anointed word to the whole wide world. It's not just you and your neighbor. It's the world. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel.
Amen. 24. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be.
Enter Jael. Remember, she had a little tent there. She was a good woman. She was God's woman. And she had a tent. And Sisera, the enemy, hopped down off of his chariot and ran into her tent. Now, I want to tell you something. Deborah is the anointed word, and Jael is applying the word. See, you can sit under me and hear this word for 20 years, but until you use it, you could still be a baby Christian. You could never bear any fruit. The anointed word must be hammered home. Now watch Jael do it.
Lest should she be above women in the tent. 25. He, Sisera, asked water. And she gave him milk.
Sister ran into her tent and said, I'm thirsty, give me some water. She said, how about some milk, big boy? Milk will put you to sleep. Now, you always want to put the enemy to sleep. But body of Christ, some of you are asleep because all you ever get is milk. There's meat. There's a hidden mystery, hidden before the foundation of the earth. Ah, we teach it here. It's in God's word.
Amen.
But sister drank milk and milk put him to sleep. And you know, milk is for babies.
He brought forth butter in a lordly dish.
She got out her best china.
But you said she put her hand to the nail.
Whoa.
And the right hand to the worker's hammer. And with the hammer, she smote Sisera. She smote off through his head when she had pierced and stricken forward his temples.
She picked up the anointed word of God. This is the body of Christ, men or women, who apply the word to the enemy. And you pick up that word, and you hammer it, and you nail it in to enemy territory, and you defeat the enemy.
Amen.
27, betwixt her feet he bowed. He fell, he lay down, at her feet he bowed. He fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down, dead.
Song, he fell, he fell.
28. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, why is his chariot so long coming? Why carry the wheels of his chariot?
Now we go over there to Sisera's mother. Where is my son? It's taking so long. Come home, son. I want to see some of those gold and jewels and clothing that you stole from the Israelites.
29. Her wise ladies answered her nay.
Her maid servant says, he'll be here in a little bit.
She in turn answered to herself, 30. Are they not sped?
Sped means, oh, I know what it is. Sisera is known for himself and his warriors to catch the women and rape them. If Sisera had won, the seed line would have been polluted, which was the plot here, so that every woman in Israel would have had a polluted seed, so the pure seed line would be thwarted, that Jesus the Messiah could not come through. So she's saying, oh, I see, he's got him some women there.
They now divided the prey. To every man a damsel or two.
Here, you take yours, have two of them.
Sisera, a prey of divers colors, of needlework, on both sides. Meet for the necks of them that take the spoils.
Oh, I bet he's getting that beautiful material those artistic, creative God's people make. Oh, I'm going to have a beautiful dress, says her mother.
His 31. So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might.
All of the enemies of God shall perish. Psalm 37 says that. So Sisera, the enemy, was defeated. So Jesus came and defeated the enemy of your soul, death. And then, because the seed line continued pure, because the word of God kept that seed line pure, and the word of God was applied, Messiah Jesus came today. Oh, happy day, the dawning of a new day.
And the land had rest 40 years.
And so Deborah reigned, the word of God reigned for 40 years. So body of Christ, awaken. Let's all get together. Drop your quarterlies, drop your books about the book, your sermons, your verses, your internet looking for this word to say that. The word of God is God's voice. Arise, waken. Get this word in you by the anointing of Holy Spirit. Apply the word. We'll all come together and we have the victory in this last battle now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, take this word to the uttermost parts of the earth and wake up your body, Father God, and let your body arise and be made whole in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We'll begin right there next week. Oh, we're going to get into Gideon. You want to hear that one? Well, it's time now for Mystery Moment, questions and answers to help you understand the mystery of God. I want to welcome the owner of the Produce Place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, we and I, those two, yeah. Scott Merson.
Hi, Mr.
How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. It was great tonight. I mean, what a word for the church and what a word for us.
Thank you. A living word right there. Living word.
Amen. All right. Our first question tonight. How could Abraham place Isaac on the altar?
Well, actually, the Bible answers that. For us hearing the story, we say, how in the world could he put his only son on the altar? Well, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, says that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. The reason Abraham could put his son on the altar when God said to slay your son as a sacrifice was because God had told Abraham earlier, in your son Isaac, in Isaac's seed, shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Saxon's seeds. In other words, your son Isaac is going to have a son, an umbilical cord to umbilical cord. Eventually, the Messiah, Savior, Jesus will come, and all who believe in Jesus will be blessed. So Abraham believed God. He didn't even question, why are you doing this about Isaac? And you noticed he went early. He could have said, could I have one last day with my son? Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness. When God tells you to do something and then it looks like you've got to kill everything that you ever wanted in your life, go ahead and believe God, because everything that God says to you, he will do. He will honor his word. It was childlike faith. But he was not childlike. He had faith like a child. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen. And that goes right, our next question goes perfect with that. Why does faith please God?
Because faith shows God that we trust him. When you trust someone, that shows you love them. You know how you have a friend and they betray you. That trust is broken and that love is broken. But when you trust someone, you love them. And God wants you to love him. He says, believe me. Believe my word. Believe my prophets. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel left his stuff in the bag. It's time now for Scott's stuff.
Well, this goes perfect with the song of Deborah tonight. The Lord says, he will sing the song of his word into the love of his presence, which dwells inside of you. Zephaniah 3:17.
That is so great. That is beautiful. Thank you, Scott. That is perfect. I mean, the Holy Spirit led you on that one. I want all of you to be saved. There's nothing else that matters if you're lost. I mean, that's the most important thing at this point. So please pray this prayer with me and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive all my sins.
Please forgive all my sins.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me. To enlarge the kingdom of heaven.
To enlarge the kingdom of heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. And if you prayed that prayer and meant it, I invite you to leave your message on my machine and leave your name, and I will certainly pray for you. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask, O Son of Righteousness, that you will arise with healing in your wings to the north, the south, and the east and west. Wherever there is pain, that the pain stop in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, let blood clots be dissolved. Let the blood circulate in the legs, in the feet, in the brain properly. Oh, in Jesus' name, make the bones strong, vertebrae be healed, nerves that are pinched, unpinched in Jesus' name. Cataracts be gone. Crohn's disease be gone in Jesus. Diabetes, you're diabolical, be gone in Jesus' name. Depression be gone. You're demonic. Go to the abyss and never return. in the name of Jesus, bones be made strong, legs, feet, ankles, toes, liver, kidneys, bladders, hearts and lungs, pancreas, liver, oh, stomachs, kidneys, hallelujah, hallelujah, be healed in Jesus' name. He said his word and healed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Now, if you were healed, you'll certainly want to call and tell me that. Now, don't forget, each Thursday, 12 noon to 2 p.m., Scott and I will be here to pray for you to be healed, delivered, word of knowledge, whatever. A little two-hour time window there. Sundays, 5 p.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. My love line of the week, from my heart to your heart, I just heard our wonderful President Donald Trump say it. He said, anything that's worth doing is very, very hard, but just don't quit. And our dear President, we pray for you. We thank God for you. We know he's lifted us up a judge in America. Now, remember this about Yeshua Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. In John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth. Nothing is given for you to keep. Go and tell what you heard." Tell people of Trumpet of Truth on the radio, WMIEFM.com, on demand anytime, and tell them and bring them in. Do your part to get Deborah, the anointed word of God, out to the world. Until next time, I thank you and I love you, and may God bless you. This is Sherry Medlock saying, stay in the truth with love.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power. Come ye thirsty, come and welcome, God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings you nigh. Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the of your heart where love will grow.
us roots and wings and eat us all.
Listening to WMIE on your radio dial 91.5 as well as W272BA 102.3 FM.
His spoken styles came out. He spoke and lightning flashed, and thunder broke the quiet. He spoke and my heart, it burst to life. And all this mystery, divine.
Oh my God, it's too wonderful. we meet for the first time. And darling, did you know that I pray about you? Praying that you will hold.